The readings for satsang this morning are from Nirvana, The Last Nightmare, by Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh. Consciousness is total freedom. Awareness is the key. If you become aware, everything follows. Don't try to become anything. Patient, loving, non-violent, peaceful. If you try, you will force yourself and you will become a hypocrite. That's how the whole religion has turned into hypocrisy. Inside, you are different. On the outside, painted. You smile, and inside you would have liked to kill. Inside you carry on all rubbish, and on the outside you go on sprinkling perfume. Inside you stink. On the outside you create an illusion as if you are a rose flower. Never repress. Repression is the greatest calamity that has happened to man. And it has happened for very beautiful reasons. You look at a Buddha or a Muzo, so silent, undisturbed. A greed arises. You would also like to be like them. What to do? You start trying to be a stone statue. Whenever there is a situation and you can be disturbed, you hold yourself. You control yourself. Control is a dirty word. It has not four letters in it, but it is a four-letter word. Freedom. And when I say freedom, I don't mean license. When I say freedom, you may understand license, because that's how things go. A controlled mind, whenever it hears about freedom, immediately understands it as license. License is the opposite pole of control. Freedom is just in between, just exactly in the middle, where there is no control and no license. Freedom has its own discipline, but it is not force. By any authority. It comes out of your awareness, out of authenticity. Freedom should never be misunderstood as license. Otherwise, you will again miss. Awareness brings freedom. In freedom, there is no need for control, because there is no possibility for license. It is because of license that you have been forced to control. And if you remain licentious, the society will go on controlling you. It is because of your licentiousness that the policeman exists, and the judge, and the politician, and the courts, and they go on forcing you to control yourself. And in controlling yourself, you miss the whole point of being alive, because you miss celebration. How can you celebrate if you are too controlled? When people are very much controlled and disciplined, it is almost impossible to penetrate their skull. They are too thick. They have become stony, ice cold. The warmth is lost, because if you are warm, there is fear. You may do something. So they have killed themselves, completely poisoned themselves. To remain in control, they have found only one solution, and that is not to live at all. So be a stone Buddha. Then you will be able to pretend that you are patient, silent, disciplined. But that is not what I am teaching here. Control has to be dropped as much as license. Now you will be puzzled. You say, if I drop control, I will become licentious. If I drop license, then I have to become controlled. But I tell you, if you become aware, control and license both go down the same drain. They are two aspects of the same coin, and in awareness, they are not needed. All controlled people are bubbling inside to explode into licentiousness. Go and see your monks in the monasteries. They have that type of neurosis very much. They are all neurotics. This is something to be understood. Either you become erotic, or you become neurotic. If you repress your eros, eroticness, you become neurotic. If you drop your neurosis, you become erotic. And both are sorts of madnesses. One should simply be oneself, neither neurotic nor erotic, available to all situations, ready to face whatsoever life brings, ready to accept and live, but always alert, conscious, aware, mindful. So the only thing to be constantly remembered is self-remembrance. You should not forget yourself, and always move from the innermost core of your being. Let actions flow from there and from your very center of being, and whatsoever you do will be virtuous. Virtue is a function of awareness. If you do something from the periphery, it may not look like a sin, but it is a sin. The society may praise you, but you, deep down, will go on condemning yourself because you will know you have missed life and missed for nothing. What is it, the praise of society? Nothing but gossip. How does it matter? You have missed God for gossip. You have missed a life for these foolish people who are all around, for their good opinion. Live life from your very center. This is all that meditation is about. And by you will come to feel a discipline that is not forced, not cultivated, which arises spontaneously, arises naturally, like a flower blooms. Then you will have the whole life available, and you will have your whole being available. And when your whole being and the whole life meet, between the two arises that which is God. Between the two arises that which is Nirvana.